This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And I guess the big question is, are you American enough? It's real simple, ladies and gentlemen. You're born in America. You're a citizen. You're an exceptional American. If you're a naturalized citizen, you're an exceptional American. The wannabes, well, you're on your way. That's all I can say. And we can hope that you can, well, be on your way. Nothing like being an exceptional American, we know that. And we want you to be an exceptional American. You've got to earn the right. If you're here illegally, well, you've got to make it legal. New sheriff in town, Donald J. Trump, elected president, on that mantra. And a lot of people are starting to respond accordingly. They're starting to say, wait a minute, what is really truly going on with this president of the United States? Well, he's serious. He's one of the first presidents ever that we've discovered, ladies and gentlemen, that is actually doing what he said and he promised that he would do. He's actually following up on his commitments, well, his campaign promises. I mean, believe it or not, a president who's done, well, how refreshing can that be? I mean, truly, how refreshing can it be that a president of the United States is actually fulfilling his campaign promise? And by the way, the adults have entered the room. His cabinet, which is not complete yet, hello, Democrats, every single one of them has proven themselves to be an accomplished adult, unlike the childlike seventh grade mentality that we had with the Obama administration for 8 years. No, Donald J. Trump is the real deal. He's got people who are very comfortable on the national and worldwide stage. In fact, they are dominating the worldwide stage, which is exactly what we need to put America first again. Making all the right calls is Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, 45th President of the United States, I might add. And boy, is the left just kind of going nutty. You know, it's kind of interesting. We've got this whole healthcare thing coming up, and Donald Trump today is bringing in all the Republican members of the House to have a little, well, chat. It's not nothing like a Jimmy Carter fireside chat, but he's going to, of course, I guess, empower and embolden them to vote and vote the right way to carry forward what we have with the healthcare bill so far. This is a part-whole concept of repealing and replacing Obamacare. You can keep your doctor. Look, I can't, you know, there can be nobody on the left that says that this whole bill, Obamacare, was passed truthfully by President Barack Hussein Obama and the Democrats at the time. Can you say that? And the answer is niet, nein, no. That's the answer. You can keep your doctors fools. I'm sorry. I can't resist it. And how many times did President Barack Hussein Obama lie to the public about keeping your doctor to sell you Obamacare? Did he keep his promise at all? Did he tell you truthfully what was going on? He lied, he lied, he lied, he lied, and he lied repeatedly. Yet the left refuses to believe the lie because they live the lie all the time. When you're living a lie all the time, it's easier to, well, support somebody else who's lying to you all the time. If that doesn't sound bizarre to most of it, that is because it is bizarre thinking. So those of you that are out there talking about Obama and Obamacare and what a great deal it is, remember it was built upon a lie. It's a house of cards and it's tumbling down. Everybody knew when Obamacare was put forward on a lie. Oh, we have to pass the bill to understand it in order to read it. Remember Nancy Pelosi? Did you know her family background? It's very interesting. There's a lot of mafia gangsterism in the Pelosi background. I just thought I'd throw that out there. I'm sorry, a little thing came into my brain to say maybe I should tell the radio listening audience that. But, you know, yes, it's all a lie. It's always been a lie. Everything that they did about Obamacare is a lie. And the bottom line was that Obamacare, when it was fashioned, was basically one of the tools that was going to be used to destroy the United States of America economy. That's the big globalist picture. That is a fact, Jack. Obamacare was a failure. It has to be replaced. Now, we can talk about all the different things about Paul Ryan and everything and how he brought it to the fore and all that. I think we need to get along with the bill. I'm not supporting Paul Ryan one bit. But I will support Donald Trump in this moment. And that's the way I view it. I think we just have to do that. So enough about Obamacare. Let's get on with it. Let's repair this. Let's get this behind us, and let's get on to tax cuts. I think that's really what we're trying to get to. Donald Trump has always said the road through to tax cuts, and it's very important he gets the tax cuts now early. He's learned the lesson, as people around him have learned the lesson with Ronald Reagan. I was there. I remember. Hey, you know, I remember when we got Jimmy Carter, you know, and interest rates were just skyrocketing. I bought a house I'm ashamed to say it, at an interest rate of 17.3 or 4%, something like that. That's how bad it was. That was a good loan. That was a solid, I'm serious, that was a good loan with good credit. You wouldn't believe the story to get that kind of credit. And the number of loans I had to go through and offers I had to go through to get that loan. Because I was trying to drive the, you know, obvious, 17? I mean, that's where interest rates were during the early days of Ronald Reagan. But, you know, he came up with this notion of a tax cut. Well, the tax cuts came really about 2 years into his administration. And Donald Trump does not want that. They've learned the lesson. They don't want to delay it any longer than they have to. They want to get the cuts going on and get them going on now. Do it now. Do it now. This will be thought out. It'll be passed through the House and the Senate. and will be along with the tax cuts, which will be corporate tax cuts across the board and income tax cuts to you and I. It will spur the economy. Why do you think the market's going nutty right now? The market knows the history here. It knows the history of what happened when we took a whole nation and just lopped the taxes off. Well, think about it. The economy really started to kick in 1984, just in time for Ronald Reagan's reelection. And everybody got it. We can do this a year and a half earlier than Ronald Reagan did in 84. We can get him by, let's say, 2018. Oh, my goodness, a year in advance. A year from now, all of a sudden, once we get these tax cuts in there, these people that are worried about their House seats and Senate seats as Republicans, I got news for you. You get those tax cuts going, mix it in with all the jobs we got going on right now, bringing jobs back from the countries that we've given up our middle-class jobs to, especially China. Tens of thousands of businesses have fled or folded. We start to do that, and people will go nuts. They'll have money in their pocket. They'll be earning money. They'll be making money. And we'll be making products here in the United States of America and shipping them overseas. What a concept! Actually making things in our country. Working with our hands. Now all we need to do is get the education system on board with that concept. Making things with your hands. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
9-3-0-2-8.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. Where do we go from here? My gosh, we just got so much. It's kind of like I can look at my computer screens and we can look at all the stories and I can look at my rundown sheet for this morning's show and I can just, it's like I can put my finger in the pie and just come up with a gazillion emergency type news stories. First of all, let's cover some things quickly for those of you that are listening out there in California worried about the Oroville Dam situation. The update is that there is a current rainstorm. This is considered to be a warm rainstorm that's coming in Northern California, somewhat of the Pineapple Express. It's supposed to be with us right now, currently where I'm located in Yuba City, California. It is raining. It has been raining all night long and raining hard. We do expect that there may be some break in the weather in the next day, but for the most part, there's going to be showers. This is going to be for the next several days. This will certainly add to the plight that's going on in Oroville, but they do have the spillway partially open. They're bringing down about anywhere between 40 and 45,000 cubic square feet per second out of that damaged spillway, and apparently the spillway for the repairs that they put through, we haven't heard any negative reports about crumbling of the spillway. So some of that has been hardened, and some of that has been, I guess you would say, some of that has been strengthened. So that's a good thing. We think that is a very, very, very good thing. And we encourage that the people that are managing the flows up there do it appropriately and don't turn things off too fast, don't turn things on too slow. Especially when the flooding from the high waters that have been created by turning the spillway back on are going to create a crisis when the water starts to ebb and subside when you turn the spillway off. And you do it slowly and carefully so you don't get the bank erosion that is going to go on downstream along the Feather River and wipe out farms and ranches. Yeah, that seems... See, these are things... These people just don't even consider these things, and it's got people really in an uproar down the Feather River and down into Sacramento because of the way that they've been managing this whole thing. It's been poorly managed from the get-go, and we've been demanding the resignation of people all the way from the governor to this Bill Coyle, who is the person who is heading the whole thing down there for the Department of Water Resources. They should resign immediately, especially for, in my opinion, and I think the opinion of so many others, is that what the governor created was a situation that that endangered hundreds of thousands of people's lives, ladies and gentlemen. And I say that because I sit in the wake of the dam right here, in the breach, if you will. And I'm not happy about it. The bad thing that you can do as governor, Mr. Brown, is really anger talk radio show host and threaten them with their life and limb. And that's really what you've done. Not only just with me, but other tens of thousands of people. Because of your ineptness and your spending money that should have been going to the crisis that was already at hand, we already knew at the dam. After several inspection reports, the dam was on a provisional license. The dam is still on a provisional license. It's not fully licensed. Why? Because of repeated problems over the last several years that the governor has failed to fix, which has led to the cataclysmic destruction of course, the spillway. As we all know, you've seen pictures. And the panic situation that happened on February 12th, in which, you know, 180, almost a quarter million people were evacuated. And rightfully so, the call was made correctly by the sheriff. So, yeah, Jerry Brown should resign, clearly. Now, everybody says, well, is Gavin Newsom? Oh, listen, I don't care. He needs to go. He's too long in the tooth in this state. Look at the damage that he has done to this state. I can go on and on, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to say that right now there's water being released, and the dam was at about 850 feet last night. Not recording the current storm right now, but there's going to be higher flows. There's no question about inflows into the lake and so on. So we're going to have to sit this one out. We're going to have to see where this one goes here for the next several days. And those people in Northern California, thoughts and prayers for everybody, because this is not over. We're still under alerts in certain places for evacuation. Now, I want to bring this out to the national audience. No one's covering it. You're not getting the news about this. This is a national story of epic proportions. Yet no one's covering it out there. It seems that we just sort of ignore that little thing out there in California. The damn thing. That damn thing. You know. Well, you know, no one likes living in fear like this. And now all of Sacramento, California is at risk. That whole area. Yeah. People just don't want to cover the story, I guess. Or they're just trying, the mainstream media in particular, is trying to cover up for Jerry Brown. That's really what it is. Obama light. Anyway, we're going to be talking a little bit later on the show about this notion of Jerry Brown's compadre, Javier Becerra, having a town hall down in Southern California. He's going to be jammed up by Trump supporters, and they're going to be protesting Javier Becerra, trying to tell the sheriffs, constitutional sheriffs, to ignore orders from the president. Yeah, as they want to try and create a sanctuary state here in California, the legislation's up. And they're trying to do, and of course, being a total leftist like Javier Becerra is, you can well imagine. So that's another big story. We're going to be talking about that one. Okay, let's kind of get into the weeds on what's really going on with these investigations. And we're going to have Scott Bennett join us sometime this week. I don't know if it's going to be today, tomorrow, or when. We briefly were able to talk. Yes, boy, talk about hectic schedules. We just have been crossing one another. And yesterday, finally, Scott got a hold of me, and we did have a pretty good conversation, but it was a little bit shortened. We're going to have Scott Bennett. You know Scott Bennett. He is the guy who Army PSYOP wrote the book called Shell Game, about his years dealing with trying to track down and trace terror financing around the world. And oh, by the way, he stumbled across, guess what, terror financing 101, the basic. Let's go ahead and let's finance ISIS. And they, when he did find out, and he brought the information to his friends in high places like he's supposed to do, well, they viewed him as a whistleblower, and Eric Holder threw him in jail for 2 years for no reason, held for 2 years for no charges, literally trumped up charges. So, anyway, of course, when we found out his information, we put him on the Liberty Tour, and guess who saw it? Vladimir Putin. Didn't make him happy. Started bombing ISIS. And now, entree into, it's Russia. And there's other stories. There's another story out there, too, that we're going to get into on the weeds, and that is that the FBI. The FBI is actively looking at conservative websites to determine if there was any pandering to the Russians, and if there was any coordination of effort, any collusion during the election between the Ruskies. Oh, that's Russians, for those of you that don't understand. That's the Ruskies and Donald Trump and conservative radio, conservative talk shows. One of them being, of course, Alex Jones. I find it very interesting that the biggest angle of all in this whole Russian deal is Scott Bennett. In the video that was made, the 48-minute video presentation of Liberty Tour 3, you can see it on YouTube. The 48-minute video that describes exactly how Obama and Hillary Clinton formed ISIS. Now, nobody wants to talk about that. And how the Russians found out about it and said, we're ticked. And they started bombing ISIS. I don't know, maybe I should shut up. Do I want to be investigated by the FBI because we have the real collusion, if you will? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Of course, we're covering right now the controversy. Yesterday, you had James Comey go up to the House Intelligence Committee, Select Intelligence Committee. Is that an oxymoron? I'm sorry. I don't mean to disparage the Select Committee. But maybe James Comey. Isn't James Comey kind of getting long in the tooth? See, long in the tooth is my thing today, I guess. Some people just hanger-oners. And, you know, this guy, James Comey, who defended Sandy Berger. Remember him, Sandy Berger? He was one of the chief security analysts or national security advisors to Bill Clinton. And he was caught in the National Archives stuffing down papers in his underwear and socks, stealing them from the National Archives in regards to, guess what, Bill Clinton's complicity in, at the time, knowledge and information about bin Laden. And why was that? Because he had this investigation going on, the 9/11 investigation. Oh. And see, after Clinton's presidency, all papers were put in the National Archives. Well, Sandy Bergler went over there. Now, I know this because a relative was directly involved in this, and I read the emails at the time, 2004, I think. And it was interesting because the individual that was responsible for Bergler, I'm sorry, the Bergler, for Sandy Bergler getting in and having access to the actual papers and then not being monitored properly was my relative. A relative of a relative of a relative, so to speak. But I got access to the emails. And I read them, and it was very interesting because the person that was in charge there was, of course, taking orders directly from Bill Clinton. And it was interesting because burglarized the National Archives on the orders of Bill Clinton to get those papers and documents that may implicate Bill Clinton in further involvement and lack of involvement or taking any kind of action against, you know, Osama bin Laden. That was the run-up. Of course, it was the run-up. They were planning this whole operation after the 1996, the first Trade Tower bombing. And so Sandy Bergler, there it goes again. Sandy Bergler went into the archives with permission from this individual that I know and gave him access, and he started walking off with papers. Well, it was the staff at the National Archives that were the whistleblowers on the person who allowed him in. Okay. And who defended him in the case that was brought up charges? It was James Comey, our FBI director, personal friend, of course, and had done work in the Clinton administration for the Clintons and got, I think, a Whitewater investigation involvement. It goes that far back with the Clintons. That's where Comey is at. He's a hack for the Clintons. Let's remember that. His genesis seed, if you will, go to the Clintons. So that's where Comey comes from. Now, I hope I helped you out to understand where Comey is at today and what is going on. Now, enter stage right. Judge Napolitano. This is from the LA Times this morning. Aren't you glad you've got your coffee in your hand? 10 and 2 position on the steering wheel. This is from Fox News. Now, this is a big drama. You know, it's kind of interesting. This whole thing about the Ruskies is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's kind of like, oh, we know this stuff on Agenda 21 Radio because we've been reporting it, and we're actually part of the news, which is kind of interesting. Fox News pulls Judge Napolitano over his Trump wiretap claims. This is the extent by which the Clinton machine works. And this is what I'm saying. This is me saying this now. This is by Stephen Battaglio, contract reporter with the Los Angeles Times. It says, Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano is being kept off the air indefinitely amid the controversy over his unverified claims that British intelligence wiretapped Trump Tower at the behest of former President Obama. Fox News did not respond to inquiries about Napolitano's status on Monday. Napolitano was conspicuously missing from the network's coverage of the confirmation hearings on Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch, an event in which he typically would have played a significant role. He has not been seen on the air since Thursday. People familiar with the situation could not speak, only on the condition of anonymity. Said Napolitano is not expected to be on Fox News Channel anytime in the near future. Napolitano was not available for comment. On March 4th, President Trump first tweeted the accusation that Obama ordered his wires tapped in Trump Tower. Well, I'm not too sure his wires tapped. I think it was the wire Trump Towers was tapped, not his wires, not his on his orders. I don't think that's a correct statement right there. But anyway, nothing found. Trump tweeted, "This is McCarthyism." The tweet has been widely discredited, widely discredited. Really? It hasn't, in my opinion. Not even after yesterday. And even Comey coming up, oh, there's no evidence. Are you kidding me? Comey? So he's got credibility here? Remember Sandy Bergler? The tweet has been widely discredited. Napolitano heightened the controversy and caused a major embarrassment for Fox News when he presented a scenario on several programs that backed the accusations. Says the former New Jersey Superior Court judge, citing unnamed sources, said that the British Foreign Surveillance Agency, the government communications headquarters, most likely provided Obama with transcripts of Trump's recorded calls. By bypassing all American intelligence services, Obama would have had the access to do what he wanted with no Obama administration fingerprints, Napolitano wrote in a column on FoxNews.com. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer cited Napolitano's charge last week when asked why President Trump continues to stand by his initial claim and says the British spy agency sharply denounced... Oh, there you go. And they've got credibility in all this, right? Denounced Napolitano's accusations, saying that they are utterly ridiculous and should be ignored. That rebuttal did not stop President Trump from citing Napolitano as a source again when he was asked about wiretapping claims at a Friday news conference with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. You shouldn't be talking to me. You should be talking to Fox News, said Trump, who described Napolitano as a very talented lawyer. Fox News gives its analysts much more latitude than correspondents and anchors in regard to what they can say at the network. But Napolitano said on one program that Fox News has spoken to intelligence community members who believe the surveillance did occur, that it was done by British intelligence. Fox, however, did no such thing, forcing its anchors to walk back Napolitano's statements. Now, this is the one I really like. And see if you guys catch my drift. Fox News knows of no evidence of any kind that the now president of the United States was surveilled at any time in any way, Shepard Smith told viewers on Friday. In a statement read on Fox News program Media Buzz on Sunday, Napolitano defended his comments. He said he reported what the sources told me, reported it accurately, and I do believe the substance of it, what they told me. On Monday, FBI... Here we go. On Monday, James Comey testified before Congress that we had no information supporting Trump's claim. And then Michael Rogers also refuted Trump's claim. He testified the Obama... Now listen, these are the guys who brought you the Obama mess? And we're supposed to believe Comey and Rogers? Or any of their staffers that are feeding them information? Hello? Who would you rather believe? You know the record of those guys, and you know the record of, well, Napolitano. Don't be surprised that Fox News, well, since they are turning left anyway, we're going to end up with egg on their face. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
concern to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. All right. Now, James, call me. I mean, you can't believe these guys. I don't understand. I mean, well, I do understand. Shepard Smith. Shepard Smith is all in for Hillary, and has been. And of course, it's Shepard Smith who has been cutting edge against, you know, he's been one of the people behind the charge of the anti-Trump people. He's always on at noontime, or noontime Pacific, 3 a.m., 3 p.m. Eastern. Everybody, you know, there's not a lot of people watching, I don't think. I don't think he's highly rated. But he is the disruptor for Trump and always has been, calling him out on various things. Now, here's the situation. Really, do you believe Comey or do you believe Napolitano? Do you believe Shepard Smith or do you believe Napolitano? That's what you have to look at. And, of course, we all know the trend for Fox News is to continue to go left and go into the Shepard Smith camp of anti-Trump. And this, by the way... is nothing new at Fox. We've been telling you for several years now. Fox News is decidedly, at any turn, they're gonna turn anti-Trump. Watch some of their weekend programming. You'll see what I'm talking about, or at least I listen to it. So I don't necessarily go out and watch it. I'm listening to it. So I can, when you're listening, by the way, listening is not hearing. When you're listening, you're actively participating in what's going on. So you have an idea of what's going on there. You can see it. So you have this anti-Trump bias that's already there on the reporting end of it for Fox News, and then Napolitano comes along, and now he's suspended for his comments. But I want to play this clip that our wonderful Trey Gowdy went at it yesterday with Comey. See, Trey Gowdy's not fooled about Comey. He knows Comey's lying about everything. That's my opinion. I just, you know, body language and just listening to the guy. But let's have a listen to what Trey Gowdy and Comey exchanged yesterday.
Did you brief President Obama on... I'll just ask you. Did you brief President Obama on any calls involving Michael Flynn?
I'm not going to get into either that particular case, that matter, or any conversations I had with the president. So I can't.
Oh, he is not going to get into any conversations that he had with the president, Obama, about Michael Flynn, a citizen at the time when there was wiretapping on a citizen who just so happened to be affiliated with Donald Trump. Now, yes, they were saying that they were wiretapping and listening in on the conversation of the ambassador from Russia. I know, Paul, you're missing the point. He's talking to the ambassador from Russia. Okay, what was he talking about? And this is what we came up with, Dr. Jim Garrow, over a month and a half ago. What was that conversation that was going on with the ambassador? Oh, it was the pedophile thing. I want to see the records. I want to see what that conversation... No one's seen the conversation that Flynn was having. But you know what? They unmask Flynn. And somehow one of these agencies, the NHS or FBI, they leaked it information. They leaked information to the New York Times and other places before President Trump was President Trump, of an American citizen illegally wiretapped by them. James Comey doesn't want to talk about it.
Can't answer that.
Well, Director Comey, there's been some speculation this morning on motive. I'm not all that interested in motive. First of all, it's really hard to prove. Secondarily, you never have to prove it. But I get that people want to know. I get the jury always wants to know why. I think you and I can agree there are a couple of reasons that you would not have to unlawfully, feloniously disseminate classified material. It certainly wasn't done to help an ongoing criminal investigation because you already had the information, didn't you?
Again, I can't answer in the context of this particular matter.
We'll answer it for him. He did. Talk about evasive. I don't know. Is he taking the fifth? My gosh, he's our FBI director.
How about in theory? Is there something a reporter would have access to that the head of the FBI would not?
Sorry for me to answer. I would hope not when it relates to the
FBI. I would hope not, too, since it's part of our surveillance programs. I would hope that you had access to everything as the head of the world's premier law enforcement.
Nothing like Trey Gowdy making him look like a clown. And I might add, ass clown, Mr. Comey. Now, it's kind of interesting. Do you think Mr. Comey is going to come out and say that there is evidence that Donald Trump is correct or that Napolitano is correct? No, because he's protecting who? Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton. That is exactly what Comey is doing. His friends in high places.
Enforcement agency. I would hope that you had it all. So if you had it all, the motive couldn't have been to help you because you already had it. And Admiral Rogers, the motive couldn't have been to help you because you already had it.
That's Mike Rogers, head of NHS. Oh, that guy. And the key thing is, who were the unmaskers of the citizens involved in the wiretapping that went on here that were wiretapped by the Obama administration? It's a little difficult for me to figure out, or not to figure out, that they did not also wiretap Donald Trump. Especially by their answers right here. And Roger was the same thing. I don't know. I can't answer that. Investigate. I don't know. This is collusion, ladies and gentlemen. This is collusion on the part of Comey and Rogers to protect who? President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton. That's who they're protecting. They're not protecting you and I or the secrets of this government or our country. No, they're not.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills?
What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price? Guaranteed. Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. My email is paul@a21r.com. paul@a21r.com. You can also get to the website by going to a21r.com. a21r.com. All right. The final segment of the show is a very short one, at least for this hour. Yeah, a lot of things going on there, isn't there, with Comey. You see, when Trey Gowdy steps up to the plate, and after yesterday's exchanges and so on, you will not be remembering what the fallacious, the bogus arguments are that Schiff and all these other Democrats have. He's a propaganda minister, I think, of the Democratic Party. But that will not be the memory. It'll be the memory of what I just played there. The whole series, there's some more time. We're going to play this a little bit more later on the show. Of Trey Gowdy just splaying out a very, very corrupt Jim Comey, who was out really protecting Obama and Clinton. And that's really what he was getting at. And he's just a brilliant questioner. Anyway, a lot more to cover on coming up on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be talking about the FBI Russian influence probe includes a look at far-right news sites. Yeah, could it be that Comey and what they're doing actually is just sort of laying the groundwork to do further investigation on far-right wing websites? Do you think maybe they're looking at Agenda 21 Radio? Maybe after today's show they will. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and remember, newmanafoods.com/21prep. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.